welcome everyone to Care Group. Here we are again. So happy that you could join us. And the Care Group is so special. And for those of us that have been taking the journey and being a part of one care group after the next, I pray that you've been enjoying all of them. But today it's a fresh one. And the heart of Care Group is really for us to do this together, for us to come together, gathered around the person of Jesus and his finished work, and just be able to practically apply all the things that we receive from Pastor Prince, from the platform, and all the things that we have been receiving throughout the years, and be able to have conversation around it and pray that as we're talking, right, the Lord will be able to help us take these things personal, take them to heart, and see these powerful truths when it comes to the finished work invade every space, every area of our life. So we want to encourage you that today, as you're listening, and not spectating, but participating, we believe you're going to catch heart and you're going to catch spirit. You're going to catch God's heart for you, particular to a subject that is, I think, so near and dear to his heart. It's going to be a special one today. And I'm just so excited that Pastor Darren, you're here, Deaconess Jess, Lindsay, of course. You guys ready? You excited for today?
Yes, Pastor Josh. Yeah. I mean, it is precious for us to be able to have this, you know, come together and, you know, look at scripture, share testimonies, and, you know, be fortified, right, in this walk on this side of heaven. I guess we will encounter some healing needs, but thank God that the Lord Jesus has already provided for us at the cross. By his stripes, we are already healed. And it's good to remember that together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And whether you're watching this live or via recording, I think we'd just like to take a moment, if you could just share again, like, where you're tuning in from. We'd love to see people like tuning in from all across America. And it gives us an opportunity, not just to see where you're at, but also to pray for your city, you know, because you're here, but you're called to be salt and light in your city. So I believe that, you know, when you're, Josh, could you just read out some of the places that we're seeing? And
yeah, we got Philadelphia, we got Philly, we got Connecticut, we got Detroit, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Toronto. I can't keep up, Pastor Darren.
Keep going. Come on. Let's...
There's Ohio. Maryland,
Johnston, Maryland.
I mean, it's just they're
Everett,
just they keep coming.
Alberta, Canada, Palm City, New Jersey,
and every city that you represent, every state that you represent is precious to the Lord.
Yes, amen. Yes,
amen.
That's right.
And because you are there, you get to be a carrier of His grace. You get to be a channel of His revival. You get to be His hands and feet to your subdivision, your suburb, your city, your community, your place of employment, the church that you attend in your city, the community that you have here in GRC. Like, this is really special that we get to be that salt and light. Right, Lindsay?
Amen. Amen. It's exciting that we get to be a part of the goodness of God kind of going all over the country. It's amazing.
It is. Yes. It is pretty special. And what a privilege it is to take advantage of technology and use it for this. And so I'm so thankful that we can use technology to deepen connection, to deepen relationship together with the Lord. And today's special because we are talking about healing.
Yep.
But it's so special to talk about healing in the way and specific to Pastor Prince's ministry, because I have not heard anyone speak on it in the way that he has. By the grace of God, it's touched my life and changed my whole perspective on what's God's heart when it comes to healing. As I look at the cross and see how he proved to all of us that he does want each of us whole, healthy, and well, and that Jesus always heals. Everybody that comes to him, he does heal. It is his will to heal all the time. In light of that, I want to just encourage all of you right now, we are going to be partaking of Holy Communion. And isn't it beautiful that you can get whatever you have right now available for bread and juice? We're going to be partaking of the Lord's body and his blood. and literally getting to touch him. And from the foundation of knowing our sins are forgiven, Amen. Knowing we're the righteousness of God in Christ. And from there, we're not trying to get something that we don't have. We're walking in the reality of what we already have and coming into alignment with what Jesus has already done.
Yeah.
And so it's just a beautiful thing that we get to do together, right?
Yeah. And we're just so excited for today's session. We believe it is going to be powerful. And if it is your first time joining us, we believe that you are not here on accident, that you're here at this care group talking about healing because the Lord wants you here. So if it is your first time joining us, we would love to send you a gift just to say welcome. So you could text GRC New to 71239, or there should be a QR code popping up on your screen that you can scan. And if it's not your first time here, if you've been kind of journeying with us for a little while, but you're looking to get more connected, we would love for you to head on over to our digital church lobby, and we can kind of get you plugged into this community. And it's a beautiful space to talk about care group, to ask for prayer, to pray for other people, to share testimonies. It's just a really beautiful space if you're looking for that community. And if you want to listen to this care group again, or you wanted to send it to someone that you know would be blessed by it, you can head on over to the website to do that. There's also care group notes there, and it's also available on our YouTube channel and wherever you like to listen to podcasts. So if you're on the go listener at the gym, in the car, wherever, you can find the care group where you normally would stream podcasts.
Yep. It's everywhere.
It is.
Today's really special because even as we introduce this video, but Pastor Darren, do you have any thoughts also before we introduce the video about this?
I mean, I remember being in Israel with Pastor, and we were walking on this site, and I think as he was there, the Lord just began to give him a glimpse of like what transpired, and that's what really inspired this animation. So I think wow. Pastor has always said that when you read the Bible, like read it with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can open your eyes to see in it's a picture book, right? So let's watch it.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
I am willing. Be cleansed.
Aren't you guys just in awe of how beautiful Jesus is? I mean, I remember when I first saw that video and also saw it when Pastor Prince was on tour in 2019. And I was there watching the video in the middle of the whole night's experience. And I think we can read scripture and get into some sort of a mode where it becomes robotic and it becomes mechanical, and they are just words. And I think if we're all honest, sometimes it's like we're just kind of getting through the words, right? But the fresh revelation of how Jesus, even Pastor Prince points out, when he was coming down the mountain, I think oftentimes we think that he walked towards the crowd. You know, but Pastor Prince points out, it says the multitudes followed him. So if the multitudes followed him, it means that he had to go down a certain way. And it reminds me of this whole idea of he leaves the 99, which represents the multitudes, not because he doesn't care for them, but because he sees the one who is maybe not knowing how to approach dealing with a sickness, dealing with a tragedy, dealing with some real deep pain and trauma. And it's beautiful to see that this leper, he had to have seen Jesus, his vantage point. He was seeing Jesus. He was hearing Jesus. He was hearing who Jesus was, who Jesus thought the Father to be, actually, where he's saying like, hey, look at the birds of the air. Like, look at how God, talking about the Father, look at how he provides for the birds. And he's the original sermon illustrator, you know, Jesus. He's pointing to the birds as they're flying around. He's saying, look at them. The Father provides for them, takes care of them, and they don't really do much. They don't do any sowing and reaping, and they're not really doing all that much. Are you not of much more value than they? And it reminds me of this other verse where Jesus is describing what he believes about the Father, and the leper is listening. The faith that Jesus has about the Father and his heart to heal people and provide for them. And it reminds me of healing scriptures, Pastor Darren, also. Mm-hmm. I know Pastor Prince, right? He has the healing scriptures on YouTube where you could just listen to one scripture after the next. Just go on for how many hours is it?
Eight hours. On a loop.
8 hours on a loop of you just uniting yourself to the faith of Christ and all the beautiful scriptures that we see from the Old Testament all the way to the New, where it is so obviously spoken of that God's heart is for you to be healthy, healed, and whole.
And I think there's like over 7 million views. Do you have the numbers, Josh?
Yeah, it is. It's over 7 million. I think you hit it exactly. It's right there north of 7 million.
Yeah, and I would recommend for people to like read the comments on the YouTube channel for healing scriptures, because the comment section in that particular video has become a little bit like a prayer wall where people would post and share their healing testimonies, as well as like, you know, ask for prayer requests from the rest of the community. They're also listening to healing scriptures as they're, and then I've seen people come back to share their praise report. So it's incredible what it has become.
It's incredible. And you talk about, right, faith comes by hearing the word about Christ. Mm-hmm. It's right there.
Yes.
For 8 hours on loop. And speaking of that, we do have some testimonies. I'd like to share one in particular. This comes from, you know, someone in the U.S. They're dealing with ringing in their ears, and they found freedom after listening to healing scriptures. And this is what this person says. Several months ago, I began experiencing whistling and ringing in my ears. I prayed, I partook of the Holy Communion, knowing that God would heal me. I also got hold of Pastor Prince's book and audio companion, Healing Scriptures. I listened to the book at night while I slept. And isn't that awesome too? They have the belief that while they're sleeping, their spirit is hearing also, right? And that's true. I played it over and over. One night, after a long day at work, the ringing was bad. I went to bed praying to God for healing. I fell asleep listening to healing scriptures. I slept all night, and on Saturday morning, I woke up with no ringing in my ears. It was so nice to hear the silence.
I love that.
And it says, I give all praise and glory to God for my complete healing, and thank you, Pastor Prince.
Amen.
And I think that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And there it is right there. This is what we're, you know, wanting for everyone to catch. And we have other real life examples here we want to give away. I saw someone put in the chat that they're believing for their non-vocal son. You know, we want to recognize mm-hmm. your prayer request that you put in that chat. And we just want to say you're not alone. We are here together with you. And Amen. The beautiful thing is, we don't even have to try to muster up a certain level of faith. We can just see ourselves united to the faith of Jesus himself, because his faith never wavers mm-hmm. when it comes to how beautiful he sees the Father and what the Father has, you know, in store for all of us to just provide for us and heal us and love us. And that's what it comes down to, love too, right?
Yeah, it really does. And just watching the animation again, I was just so like moved at the leper looking at the back of Jesus. You know, he's hearing Jesus talk about the Father and how he cares, you know, for the birds and everything like that. But this leper is sitting here with his back towards him. And I would imagine, I know I felt like that at times in my life when I'm going through something, that God's back is turned towards us. And we're back here dealing with what we're dealing with, and God is over here. But to see Jesus turn and walk towards the leopard, the leopard.
It's close.
The leper. Walk towards him with his arms out, not scared to touch him, and the leper having that boldness to reach out and allow the Lord to touch him, and not just touch him, but like say, if you're willing, you can, like he attached his faith to what Jesus was saying. If you're willing, you can make me clean. He had that faith. And I think a lot of times it's hard when people are believing for healing, because when you're in pain or you're someone you love is in pain, it's something that is so consuming, and it attacks every sense, every one of your senses, you know, when you're believing for healing. So it could be difficult to believe for that the Lord wants to do that. But when we hear these scriptures of God's love for us, and not just his love for us, but the rescue plan of the cross, that it's not something that God had to be like, okay, you know, you guys messed up, so now we need to go to plan B. That it's always been the plan of God and Jesus for him to go to the cross for our healing, not just to take away our sins, but that we would truly, truly be healed. And before I, you know, keep going, I just wanted to share another healing that is from someone from Kenya, actually. And she wrote, some time ago, I experienced lower abdominal pain. When I went to the hospital and did some tests, the doctor told me I had a slight infection and I was given medication. This was on a Saturday, and the pain was reduced somewhat. I finished the medication the following Thursday. On Friday night, the pain was excruciating. I could not sit or sleep, and I took some painkillers, but the pain persisted. Then I felt a nudge to put on the Joseph Prince Healing Scriptures on YouTube, since I could not sleep. Pastor Prince always says that if the devil is keeping you up, you should meditate on God's word. As I listened to the scriptures, half asleep on the bed, I felt a wave wash over me and the pain lessened. Another wave came and the pain became less. Then a third wave came and the pain was completely gone. I knew Jesus had healed me, and I felt so loved because the waves I felt were like what Pastor Prince had explained. God's grace comes to us wave after wave. I went back to the hospital and an ultrasound of my abdomen was done. The doctor informed me that all the organs in my abdomen were healthy. I believe my Lord Jesus healed me, and that's why the scan showed I was healthy. I have no more pain. Praise to Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Pastor Prince and the whole team, for allowing God to use all of you and making these resources available to us. And I feel like it is just such a beautiful picture, you know, just like we watched a picture of the leper and Jesus, but that picture of wave after wave after wave of healing that was washed over us. And sometimes it's not an instantaneous like it was for the leper. Sometimes it's wave after wave after wave, and then we're healed. But I know that, you know, this is kind of a small example, but for me, healing and healing for the people that I love has been a worry spot for me. It's my spot that I kind of take control, that I feel like I'm being irresponsible if I don't do something or research something or bring to a doctor, figure something out, that I feel like I hold on to it so tightly. And we all know that when we do that, we're not letting God have his hands on it. So that's something that's been a worry spot for me. And even recently, this is something that people could probably relate to. I have an extreme fear of the dentist since I was little, extreme fear of the dentist. And my husband loves me so much. He made the appointment for me and cleared my schedule and forced me to go. And a few years ago, I had a horrible experience. This time I went in, the dentist was amazing. I felt at ease after talking to her, even though I got all the x-rays and everything done. And she said to me, it's okay that you're nervous because I'm not nervous. And I felt better after hearing that. And then I feel like it's because, you know, we were talking about it, and it's because I knew she was qualified. You know, she had the qualifications and she knows what she's talking about. And that's what made me feel better. And then I'm thinking of God, what he says to us, you know, that I know the plans I have for you to give you a future and a hope, that he loved us. He loves us. He made us. And that this is what he says. But sometimes it's hard to believe what he says because he's not there right in front of us, you know, and it comes down to really not spending that time with him, not making him real in our lives. And I feel like what has lessened my worry and made me go quicker back to believing is when I focus on God's love and knowing, okay, if he loved me so much and Jesus loves me so much that this was their plan to go to the cross so that I could know them and I could be saved and be healed and live this abundant life, it quickly takes you out of that place of worry. Like if he's not nervous, we shouldn't be nervous. So I feel like it was just a fresh reminder, and we're just believing with anyone that is believing for healing for themselves or for other people. We see it coming up in the chat. Healing is something that touches everybody, you know, because this world is fallen and sickness touches us, but the Lord has overcome the world. So, you know, if it has a name, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. So that's what we're believing for will be imparted to you tonight, that you can go to the Lord with fresh eyes and fresh faith and knowing just how loved you are.
Amen. Love that, Lindsay. And, you know, just like you, Pastor Josh and yourself, just watching the video again, you know, the leper video, and how, you know, Jesus just really not just healed him and cleansed him, but showed him so much love, right? That really is the answer, you know, to our be able to believe that the Lord wants us healed, that, you know, God wants us to rest in his love for us so that, you know, his perfect work can accomplish what it has already done at the cross, which is by his stripes we are healed. And yet, even as we see how Jesus speaks about, you know, the not worrying about what we eat and what we put on, but that it is there's a deeper meaning, like Pastor has shared, that it is God's concern and focus is not just the outward, but the inward, you know, healing that many of us do need because of emotional hurts that Pastor has also shared. We read it all over in, you know, ChatGPT about illnesses that come about from emotional hurts. And so, you know, that whole process is what God is really after, because I think he wants to really go at the roots and not just heal the symptoms and the situation and the condition. So, you know, I'm so thankful for that video to just remind us that, you know, God is interested in making sure that we have a quality body, not just a body, but the body is the temple of God. And I think he would want it and want us to carry this, you know, and be such a glory to him. So healing is definitely God's priority for us. And sometimes we can go through, you know, certain situations. A few weeks ago, I had a very bad bout of flu and, you know, the flu-ish type of symptoms, you know, very bad coughing that's nonstop. It causes the whole abdominal area to be so, you know, stressed and strained and hurting and, you know, continuously, you know, running nose and body aches and fever. And, you know, for 5 days, I was, you know, just really trying my best to remember everything that we've been taught about healing, you know, resting, praying in the Spirit, partaking of the Holy Communion. And I'm like, but Lord, why? It's already 5 days. And, you know, why am I still having all these symptoms? And, you know, of course, my husband, Caleb, he is truly, you know, Caleb with a different spirit, a spirit of faith that is so strong. And he kept telling me, you know, just stop complaining, remember, because you'll just keep remaining there if you keep complaining. But why don't you just believe and rest? And we've already partaken of the communion. Let's just wait on the Lord. But I'm so thankful that you don't really have to always have such big faith, you know, even the littlest faith. So having been a bit influenced by his faith, my little faith, I just brought to the Lord. And, you know, in the moment of just sitting at my desk and just speaking to the Lord, I suddenly experienced this song that just kept, you know, coming up. And it's a new song. It's not like a worship song that we've heard, but it's a new song. And then I kind of like heard it and sang along with it. And as I did that, I experienced such a tremendous joy. It was a joy that I had not felt for a long time. And I think the Lord knew it. The Lord knew that it was not just the physical conditions and symptoms that I needed delivery from, but he wanted to heal what was in my heart, whatever that spirit of heaviness. He replaced it with a spirit of joy. And I was so happy and I was just singing and I had forgotten all about all the conditions that had been plaguing me. And in that moment, I think I felt so loved by the Lord. I felt his tangible presence. In that evening, all the symptoms just went away supernaturally. And, you know, the whole entire process was just such an interesting kind of journey with the Lord, knowing his heart for me and knowing how much he loves and cares for me, and being reminded, you know, as in Proverbs 17:22, that, you know, a merry heart does good like medicine. And, you know, the Lord is a happy God. And even the word happy is samyak, which is not just, you know, the happy that we know so, you know, lightly off, but it's a celebrating heart. It's a rejoicing heart. And I think that the Lord wants us to really, really be in that place of rejoicing and celebrating, because our Lord Jesus has truly completed such a perfect, beautiful work at the cross that gives us this inheritance to be always walking healed, whole, and in his divine health. Amen. So I just want to encourage us to be reminded again, we don't need much faith. Size of a mustard seed is good enough for the Lord. It is his faith that is, you know, works for us. And let's just trust and rest and receive all that he is ready and waiting to give to us and pour out for us. Amen. I pray that this will encourage your faith And I remember that Pastor has this hashtag Thanksgiving therapy for healing. And it's really Philippians 4:6 that in everything be anxious for nothing. In everything, let our prayers, let us pray. And in everything, give thanks, right? And let our requests be made known to us. Give thanks. And we shall have this peace that surpasses all understanding that we can never explain. So that's what I experienced. And I know that, you know, if God did it for me, He can do it for you too. Whatever that peace, whatever that joy that you need, He is always ready to give and impart. Amen. So thank you for just, you know, hearing my sharing. And I hope that you'll be encouraged and blessed.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Deaconess Jessica. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I see you in all the chats, even as we're going through this care group, posting up different situations and health situations that you're going through. And I just want to highlight a key essential part of what this ministry is about. This ministry is about Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you what sets us apart as it pertains to believing in Jesus. What sets this ministry apart? What sets Pastor Prince's ministry apart is that we believe that Jesus heals and He wants to heal you.
Yeah.
So what sets us apart is the certainty that Jesus wants to heal us.
Yes.
Right? You can put it in the chat. Certainty. Right? Not based on what we have observed. Right? We've shared some testimonies, and there are many testimonies that are recorded in the Gospels. Right? But we don't believe in healing because we have seen someone else heal. We believe in the certainty of healing because the Word of God says so. This is what sets us apart. So when the leper, when we talk about what we just saw in the story, which is from the Bible, the leper comes to Jesus in Luke chapter 5, verse 12, and he says, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean, you can make me whole, and you can heal me. If you are willing." Even the leper believed in the Lord's power, but this leper, the Bible shows us, has a degree of uncertainty if the Lord is willing. So one key thing to take away from Scripture, what does the Lord say in response to the leper's uncertainty? The Lord responds with certainty. I am willing. That's what we need to sit on. Our faith is not a faith in nothingness. Our faith is not a faith in emptiness. Our faith is not a faith in imagination. Yeah. No, our faith is in the Lord saying to us, whatever you're dealing with, that He is willing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is faith, it's the substance, and it is the evidence. We don't see it yet by sight, but based on the sure foundation of God's Word, as it pertains to healing, what sets this ministry apart is, when you come into this environment of faith, we believe that Jesus is willing.
Yeah.
Not even based on our own experience. That's so vital to separate and differentiate. We believe our Lord is willing because the Bible says so. And you might say this, but Pastor Darren, what if I believe, right, and nothing happens? What if I believe and, you know, the negative reports from the doctors still keep coming? Right? Our word of encouragement to you is, we will believe with you all the way.
Yeah.
Whatever is the result, right? Some people fear to believe for healing because they are afraid of disappointment.
Yeah.
They are afraid that, like, Lord, what if I believe and nothing happens? I know about this person and that happened, and I know about that person and that happened. But the posture of our ministry is we are going to believe with you all the way. Whatever is the present reality, whatever is the present evidence, we are going to believe with you all the way. And we're going to stay in faith all the way. And this entire community, this entire care group, it's about a gathering of people that are here to believe with you all the way based on God's word, based on that unshakable foundation. Can I have a good amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll believe all the way.
Amen.
So something happened in my office, right? In February this year, I just preached in church. On the 1st of February, we just launched the Day and Night app, the Gospel Partner app. And I'll share with you that even during that time of worship, as ministry was going on, like I felt the Lord give me a glimpse, right, that particular Sunday on some of the suffering, some of the sickness, some of the pain that people were dealing with. And then subsequent to that Sunday, on that very week, one of my staff, his name is Tim, And Tim and his wife were in the hospital. They were pregnant with their baby, and the baby was 20 weeks old. And he called me that Friday and said that the doctors have given them some really bad news. There was a leak in the water bag. It's called a premature rupture of the membrane. Right. Actually, the baby was about 18 weeks old, but by the time he had called me, this is week 20 of baby based on the growth scans. And they were in the hospital. And because the lungs of this baby being only 20 weeks old will not be viable. And then with this, you know, leak and rupture in the water bag, like the doctors actually offered to terminate the pregnancy. He called me. I remember being, you know, receiving that call. He could hardly put a sentence together. We cried together on the phone. I went down to the hospital, and every negative report you can think about, every negative report, talking about how, like, if this pregnancy wasn't terminated, like, there could be other risks, there could be a risk of infection that could hurt both mother and child. Right? And because only if the baby was at week 24, they could, you know, maybe induce the birth and they can try to resuscitate the baby, right? But because this is week 20, it is still really early stages of the pregnancy. You know, all the conversation was surrounding giving them this option to terminate the pregnancy. And I went down to the hospital. You know, Josh had met Tim when he was in Singapore, right? In the office, and you know, he's a big guy, and I mean, the moment I saw him in the hospital, like he you know, collapsed like a house of cards into my arms, and you know, we cried together in the lobby, you know, and then we recomposed ourselves, went upstairs to the ward and visited with his wife Joyce, and we just said this, like, you know what? Contrary to whatever the doctors are saying, we are going to believe all the way.
Yeah.
We're going to believe with you all the way. We'll pray for healing. You know, we're going to be responsible with the doctor's report, but we are going to believe all the way because we know that Jesus is willing to heal.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
So we went through this whole entire journey from week 20 to week 21, from week 21 to week 22. And we just kept believing. And through it all, negative report, you know, uncertainty, you know, we're watching the levels of fluid in the water bag. We're praying for no infection. Week 25, we're still believing. She's, you know, in the hospital now for like, you know, close to 2 months. They're in and out. Their scans, their checks. And he was telling me this. Tim was telling me every 6 hours when you're in the hospital, they will come and ask you for symptoms. And it's all them expecting, you know, a negative report so that they can jump into action. But please understand, like, you know, the hospital and us, we're on the same page. Yeah. But it's just dealing with all the, they're doing their best to care for the mother and the child.
Yeah.
But all every 6 hours, they have to renew their mind. They have to battle through all the mind games, all the uncertainty. And this went on, right? From February to March to April, right? And then to May. And you know what? Just last week, baby River is born. He's healthy.
Yes.
He is well.
Wow.
And the nurses said this. He was telling me yesterday, Tim, that the nurses said that they have never, like this nurse is sharing from her own experience. She has never seen, right, this a baby from 20 weeks, right, surviving this all the way and born on week 36. Can I show you a picture? This is Tim and Joyce with baby River. And I remember me and Phyllis, like, we were trekking with them the whole way, discharged from the hospital on the 9th of April. We celebrated, we went to a restaurant, we celebrated them entering into the third trimester, because even getting from 20 weeks to the third trimester, week 29 was a breakthrough. Amen. So we were celebrating every milestone, even as different negative reports were coming, we were still believing all the way. With certainty, even when there was no evidence, even when there was no substance. But the substance of baby River was born on the 25th of May. Can we just take a longer look at baby River, please? Right. what a beautiful name, right?
Yeah.
Baby River was born last week, 25th May, right? Week 36. And I was talking to Tim yesterday. Think about this, right? I asked for his permission to share this testimony, this fresh healing testimony. Why? Because think about it. Baby River's testimony, right? Even before he's like a month old, even before he's 2 weeks old, he's about 9 days old now, I believe will be a testimony of encouragement, of faith, and it will bring rivers of healing.
Amen.
To whomever is hearing this right now.
Amen.
So whatever is the result, our obsession is not the healing. Our obsession is the healer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our obsession is not the outcome. Our obsession is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Amen.
We will believe all the way, regardless of what the outcome is. Right? Remember, our foundation is not based on circumstances. We will believe all the way. And that was my commitment. That was Phyllis's commitment. We're going to stand in faith together with Timothy and Joyce and believe in the rejoicing of the Lord that is before us all the way. Can I have a good amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So that's our encouragement to you today. Let's build our life of faith around the certainty of Jesus. Amen. Whatever report you're hearing right now, whatever symptom you may be experiencing in your body right now, we will believe all the way. Faith is the substance. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it yet. The breakthrough is not yet. But we want to stay in this place of faith. Amen?
Amen.
So, I mean, in this environment of faith, whatever you're believing for, you know, can we just prepare to take communion together? It's great that we can partake of the Holy Communion, you know, at home by ourselves and in our families. But I just want you to hold the bread up. And let's look to Jesus. You know, all across America, all across the world, whomever is watching this, let's tune our eyes to Jesus. Not to the medical report, not to anything that is a negative report. Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I'm healed. His report says, I'm whole. His report says, I'm safe. His report says that I am righteous. His report says that the righteous are bold as a lion. You know, yesterday when I was talking to Tim about, you know, just getting his permission to share this powerful testimony about baby River, I asked him, like, Tim, like, what was the one thing that kept you and Joyce going, you know, through this many months of adversity, many months of mind games, many months of negative report. And Tim shared with me, he says it was the prayers of their care group, it was the prayers of their pastors, You know, he's part of our tech team. He's one of our coders and developers working on the Gospel Partner app. So every time, even when the tech team would gather, right, they would pray together with Tim and pray together with Joyce. It was the prayers of the saints that kept them sane.
Yeah.
It was the prayers of the community. We are not called to walk this faith journey alone. Amen?
Amen.
That's why we have church. That's why we have GRC, right, in Dallas and online and across the world. And we have New Creation Church. We have care groups. Like what we're doing now, it is the prayers. I thought what he shared was so powerful, because even right now, right, if you feel like you don't even have the mustard seed faith, someone in this community does.
Yeah.
Even when you feel your faith is small or non-existent, there's someone here that will believe with you.
Amen.
Amen. And we're here to believe with you. For how long? Half the way? No. All the way. So Lord Jesus, we look to you. We hold the bread up, and Lord, we look to the cross.
Yes.
We see your body broken, the stripes on your back, and we proclaim that by your stripes, we are healed and we are made whole. And whatever condition that is that we're dealing with, Lord, I thank you that your name is above every other name. We have the certainty that your name is above every other name. Whatever name, whatever condition that is,
yes,
his name is higher. His name is stronger. His name is more powerful. In Jesus' name, will you just take a moment, present your prayer to the Lord, and then by faith, as you partake the bread, take it by faith and receive his healing power. Whatever that condition is, receive by faith right now. You may partake. Pastor Josh, could you lead us?
Lord, I just thank you that this is the cup that we lift right now of celebration. This is the cup of salvation, Lord. And Lord, I just feel like even as Deaconess Jess brought up tonight about joy, about a merry heart, this here, as we lift up this cup, the wine, the cup of your blood, Lord, I thank you that because of the joy set before you, which was you seeing us right now partaking of your blood, you endured the cross. You shed your blood. That was the joy, Lord, was your blood being shed so that we could be brought near. Scripture says we've been brought near by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that as we focus on that being your joy for us to be close, as your blood was spilled, as your blood was shed, as your blood was poured out, Lord, we see your love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Lord, you are our obsession. We thank you for results and we expect them, but Lord, that's not our obsession. Our obsession is you in our heart of hearts. Because, Lord, we see that your obsession was for us to be made right with God, to be brought near. So, Lord, we thank you that all of our sins have been forgiven. Thank you, Jesus, that you forgave us of every single sin when you shed your blood at the cross. All sins are wiped away, are removed from us. And, Lord, not only that, we've been given your righteousness, Jesus. Your righteousness has been imparted to us. And for that, Lord, we have a big smile on our face. We're filled with joy. We're filled with your strength, Lord. I just ask that joy and that strength would carry people, even in this moment right now, where they feel like their head has been down and they haven't even been able to look up. and they've been kind of scared as to what should I expect today when I get up in the morning, and feel like yesterday was bad, and it seems like every day moving forward seems to get worse. Lord, I thank you that they can expect good because their sins are forgiven and because they've been made righteous because of your great love, Lord. So Lord, we contemplate your love. We meditate upon the cross. We meditate upon the love of God displayed through what you did for us, Jesus. And I just thank you that even right now as we lift this cup, that your perfect love casts out all fear. The fear of death, be gone in Jesus' name. The fear of lack, be gone in Jesus' name. The fear of having a sickness and a disease that your family member had, or it's been going on through generations in your family tree, be gone in the name of Jesus, because Jesus changed your family tree once and for all when he shed his own blood at another tree, the cross on Calvary. Lord, we thank you and we praise you right now that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, and we receive all that is due to those whose righteousness is of the Lord. So we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may partake. Amen. Amen. That was a powerful testimony, Pastor Darren, and I'm so thankful for Tim giving you permission to share that. And we send love to Tim and his wife and baby River. And we just believe that this is a beautiful destiny upon that family, divine destiny. And for all of you, you guys all have a divine destiny.
Amen.
That God has placed upon each and every one of you, and your lives matter. And I pray that you feel that. You feel that even in this moment, that your life matters, truly matters to all of us here at GRC Online, and ultimately to the Lord. If he gave his life for you because you matter so much to him. And so we just pray as we continue to take this journey and move forward, right, Pastor Darren, Deaconess Jess, right, like day by day together. We can do this day by day from here as we take advantage of all the things that we've spoken about, all the beautiful resources that have been made available through GRC Online when it comes to our website and our digital prayer experiences and the lobby. If you do need additional, prayer support, you want to enjoy some of that on your own time, I want to encourage you to just look at the link that's on the screen. And there's different topics of things that, if you're looking for prayer around or regarding, you could take advantage of it. And it's so beautiful that we can do that here in a daily way as a part of this GRC Online community. The lobby is so special. I see so many people, and I want to encourage you because there's testimonies that I believe are happening like in real time right now. I want to encourage you to, while we don't anchor our faith, like Pastor Darren said, that is not the focus. That's not where we anchor our faith. We do want to encourage you though also to throw in there that this did happen as you anchored your faith to God's word and who Jesus is and what he's done. So we want to celebrate together with you all that the Lord has done. And we can do that best by, right, people going into the lobby. Mm-hmm. They share their praise reports. People get to celebrate. The celebrations are amplified. And if you have a prayer request and you want to take advantage, with the link on the screen, do that. But also share them in the lobby. There's people, just like Pastor Darren shared. If you feel like you're doubting or you're struggling, there is no shame. There's no condemnation because you're in Christ Jesus. And that's the beauty of this community, is when you're down, there's someone else that's up. Amen. Right? Mm-hmm. When they're down, then you're up. And isn't it beautiful to have that? And I'm so thankful that we have that here. So please share this care group with somebody that could be blessed by it, because this is just too good to keep to ourselves. We want to share this beautiful resource of care group, give it away as much as we can. And we can't wait to see you for the next one. You guys excited for the next one?
Amen.
Amen.
We look forward to seeing you for the next one. In the meantime, God bless you. And we will see you again sometime real soon.